Today's podcast is brought to you by the letter P and dedicated to Reverend Warren Heckman. That's my dad. Stay tuned, you'll find out why. Wake the Faith Friday up, man. It's a Friday. You know the drill. Get as many people to church as possible. Please do it. Don't just hear it. Don't just think it. Don't go, yeah, yeah, yeah. We hear that every Friday. Make it happen, man. That's what it's about. If you're listening to this podcast, hopefully it's because you know your job number one is to influence people to Jesus. So make it happen. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Keep the emails coming. Also, if you need a kettlebell, and of course you need a kettlebell, go to wellbuiltkettlebells.com. My buddy Brandon LaRue, he's got a company that will set you up. Kettlebells are the best all-round workout in the world. They will slay you. They will fillet you. So check it out. Great website, too, by the way. And follow Brandon LaRue or Well Built Humans on social media. And why? Because he just has a cool life, I'll be honest with you. Makes you kind of feel sometimes like, what am I doing with my life? So, way to go, Brandon. Hey, today, we're going to cover a story we actually covered a couple weeks ago, but I really felt impressed by the Holy Spirit that some of you out there need to hear this story again, but maybe explained in a little different way. And I'm dedicating it to my dad because my dad has had a way of using P's in a sermon. Now, there's so many sermons that he's used where there are points, and every point is a P. And so today I thought I would do the same along the lines of this sermon. So, Dad, if you're listening, this P is for you. Hey, so if you had your Bibles, or if you remember the story, 2 Kings 7, it's basically, I'll get to where I want to go, but let me just fill you in. Israel is under siege. They're being held captive basically by Syria, and Syria wants them to, you know, surrender. But Elisha keeps telling the king, don't surrender. Now, Elisha's the prophet of the day. He's a bad dude in a good way. And the king keeps going to his advisor, and the advisor's like, you know, you should give up, and then we'd get food. And Elisha keeps saying, no, no, no. Well, they are in one of the worst famines ever. I mean, people are dying. And so one day the king hears about a woman who cooked up her baby and ate it. And he's like, you know what? Bring me Elisha. If he's not dead within 24 hours, well, then hold me responsible. So Elisha shows up. In fact, Elisha goes there. He hears what the king said. Think of that. You're going to kill somebody and the guy knocks on your door. And Elisha's like, whoa, wait just a second there, king. He said, listen, you're not going to give in to their demands. In fact, within 24 hours, there's going to be so much food, your head's going to spin. You'll be able to buy a giant bag of the finest flour for a nickel. Same with oil. Same with any others. And there will be abundance for all of Israel. And the king's advisor kind of looks at the king and then looks at Elisha. And the guy just sounds snide, you know? And he goes, and how's this going to happen? Are the windows of heaven going to open up and just pour these things out? And Elisha looks at this dude. And this is where I wish I knew whether it was Elisha calling this out or God. But anyway, he looks at this guy and says, not only is this going to happen with 24 hours, you won't be here to see it. You'll be dead. Woo, that'll wake the baby. So now we get to what happens. There are four lepers living outside the city of Israel, outside the walls, because they're lepers. They can't be in the city. They can't be around people. And this is how the lepers survived. You would throw your trash over the wall, and the lepers would go through it, and they would, you know, try to find something to eat, some leftover. But now, in a famine, there's really nothing being thrown over the wall that's edible. And the lepers say to each other, look, let's go turn ourselves into Syria. Look, if they kill us, they kill us. If we stay here, we're going to die. Or if they capture us, at least maybe we'll have some food to eat and we'll become their slaves. So they go down to the Syrian camp. And what's amazing is God does something that's like right out of a sci-fi movie. They go down to this camp and there's nobody there. No one's there. And they find all this gold and silver and food and animals and weapons. And at first they start partying. I mean, partying like a rock star. They take some of the gold and silver out of the camp and bury it. And then at one point they say, wow, wait a second. What are we doing? Our whole city's starving. So they go back to the city. They tell the king. He doesn't believe them. So they send some people to go check it out. They come back and said, it is. It's true. And so the people rush down there, and in their craziness to get all this stuff, they trample the king's advisor at the front gate of the city, and he gets killed. And like Elisha said, doesn't even see the blessing and the storehouse of heaven that opened up. Now, here's where we're going. Some of you are in a spot where it's like impossible. There's no way out. This was an unbelievable problem. They're in total famine, and it has been years. There's no money. There's no food. There's no weapons. They only have 4 horses to the whole nation. An unbelievable problem. And then here comes an unbelievable prophet, Elisha. And he says something unbelievable. Like, hey, this is going to happen. And it's like, come on, man. I know you're the prophet, but you can't say that. That's unbelievable. And then he gives the unbelievable promise. There will not only be food for everyone, there will be more food than you can even imagine. Wait a second. We're in a total famine, and in less than 24 hours, how is that going to happen? And then there's the unbelievable people who bring it to happen. The lepers. They're the heroes of the story. They stumble into this camp. They decide, hey, life's not going the way we want. Let's go down to the Syrian army, turn ourselves in. And they are willing to lay down their lives and in turn end up saving the day. And in fact, they do go back to the city. They didn't have to, but they went back to the city. See, there's going to be someone in your life that you least expect who's going to save the day. It happens all the time. The person you don't think has anything to do with you, has no insight, no help, no ability, they're the leper. They're looked down upon, and God will use them. See, that's why you treat everybody the way Jesus would. And then there's this unbelievable provision. Not what you think. The provision is this. God sends his host of armies, like the angels, down outside the Syrian camp in the twilight of the night, and they hear this massive army. They don't realize it's angels. And the Syrian army freaks. They're like, oh, the king of Israel hired the Egyptian army to come kill us. And they leave in a panic. They leave everything behind. Unbelievable provision. God can do it. And they leave the unbelievable prize. This camp was set up in such a way that it left enough food and weapons and surplus of goods, clothing, everything that the nation of Israel was set up for years. And then became the unbelievable practice of this. They said, let's share. Back to the lepers. Let's share. The people least expected to help, the ones who couldn't help, the ones that didn't have a chance to help, not only did they help, they were the ones that shared. And then you have the unbelievable predicament. They don't believe the lepers. The king says, no, 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 no. They left, and they're going to trick us. We're going to go back to the camp, and then the Syrian army's going to attack us. You know what's so funny? Is you can't blame the king at this point. You look at, they're in starvation. They're in this famine. Prophet Elisha seems like an arrogant, stubborn old man. And then you have, you know, this prophet saying, hey, in 24 hours, everything's going to clear up. And then some lepers are the ones that save the day. You've got to believe that if you were in the king's shoes, you'd probably go, I don't believe it. Sometimes it's hard to believe what God's going to do. And sometimes it's even harder to believe how he's going to do it. But in this unbelievable predicament, they don't believe the lepers. So they send out some spies. They come back and they say, it's true. And there's unbelievable praise. Unbelievable praise. They're going crazy. You ever been to that game where the last 2-second drive and they win in overtime or whatever it is and the crowd goes nutso? Well, it's true, and the people go nutso. And the praise is so unbelievable, they trample the king's counselor to the ground with the unbelievable punishment. This captain, this advisor to the king, dies not only to not see what God did and to not see his promise come true, but to not enjoy the fruits of it. Gentlemen, some of you here are in the middle of an unbelievable problem. And I'm here to tell you that God's word is your prophet. It speaks to that problem. God's word says that he shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And he says that the provision will come from somewhere you may not even believe. And that there will be people that you least think of that are going to be willing to share and answering your story, answering your problem, being the person who brings the answer to your prayer. So if you're there today and you're going into the weekend wondering, how's it going to happen? How's it going to work out? Believe in an unbelievable God. He knows where you're at. He'll help meet the need. Don't turn your back. Don't give in. Don't bow down to the enemy. Trust God and know that he's on his way. And until Monday, keep slaying giants.